The city of Syracuse hopes to use a $10 million infusion from a state assembly fund for infrastructure as a springboard to even more cash to help repair the crumbling water lines and sewer pipes that dog the city. WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports.
Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner admits the word infrastructure has become a rallying cry for her administration. With a record number of water main breaks last year and 251 already this year, the city is swimming in water main repairs. So she's happy to get this $10 million and wants to stretch it as far as possible. That means looking into the possibility of loans and spending smartly, using technology to coordinate information about water main breaks, road problems, and the like.
We can use all of that data and information to drive towards a system where we can efficiently use this money so that we can operate under a dig once policy.
But that's not all. Miner also wants Syracuse to become a poster child for ways cities can use technology to create a healthy infrastructure. That means turning to new ways of doing things.
There's technology that's being used in cities in Japan as well in Boston that are sensors that you can drop into water mains, and they will go through the water main and measure the outside of those water mains and test to see where there is potential weaknesses.
And she hopes the city can parlay this $10 million into more if it gets a reputation for infrastructure innovation.
If we take this $10 million and we can expand it and then do good cutting-edge work, people are going to come to us with more money to say, you've done a great job in your first phase. Let us give you some more to try this new technology, these new designs.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.